Letters to TW. Tell us what you think. I would like to request the Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. My family and I keep the Sabbath and feast days, and we are desperately trying to find a suitable church to join in our area and would like a pastor to be sent to us. Reader from South Africa. Note from the editor. We are delighted by your interest. A map of our congregational areas and contact information for local ministers and representatives can be found on our website, lcg.org, where you can click on the congregations link. You can also write to one of our regional addresses. You really have a wonderful magazine. Your recent article about Martin Luther really was excellent. I especially liked your historical timeline. Your pictures in this article were also quite excellent. I studied at a very good seminary, so I appreciate the very good spiritual teaching of your magazine. Mr. Roderick Meredith is an excellent Bible teacher. It is funny, the older I get, I think that we are always in a spiritual reformation, where many people need to get back to the simple and very powerful teachings of the Bible. It really is a very dynamic and relevant book. Thanks for all that you all do over there to spread God's Word. Reader in Arizona. Very interesting and informative article. Signal Hill, Tomorrow's World, March-April 2017. About one of mankind's best uses of God's creation. As great and necessary as Marconi's work was, you might have mentioned the Canadian Reggie Fessenden's contribution, the first two-way radiotelegraphic communication across the Atlantic Ocean, 1906, only 5 years later. I look forward to more of your 500 years of the Protestant Reformation series, already very interesting regarding the predecessors and the politics of that age. Reader in Florida. Should Christians keep Christmas? November-December 2016 is one of the better articles I've read in Tomorrow's World in many years. Being a Muslim, I only believe in oneness of God, which means God does not have a son nor a next of kin for that matter. However, I totally agree with the author that Christmas is based on pagan traditions, symbols, and days, and yet I see ministers, parsons, pastors, and clerics in churches wearing tiaras and other pagan attires, preaching but not practicing what the Bible says. Surely they all must have read Jeremiah 10 verse 2, "Do not learn the way of the Gentiles," meaning God does not want his people worshiping him using pagan ways. Comment from the Internet. Note from the editor. Thank you for your comments and observations. It is true, the devil has made the Christianity of this world a counterfeit of the true Christianity of the Bible. You may wish to request our free booklet, Satan's Counterfeit Christianity, for more. Also, we hope you will study more about the identity of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You might start with our article, Who Was the God of the Old Testament, in our January-February 2009 issue.